Hi, my name is Esther Okun. I was born and raised in Accra, Ghana. I come from a family of five, which includes my parents and two siblings. I am a graduate student in the Department of Health Promotion and Education, and my focus area is on nutrition and body image among underserved population. English is the official language in Ghana, but parts of the country also speaks French. Ghana also has many local dialects, of which I am privileged to speak four. Growing up, my parents were neither rich nor poor. We attended school, we had three or more meals in a day, and my parents made sure that we got the very best education, if that meant foregoing their own needs and desires to take care of us. As a girl growing up in Ghana, there were so many things I wanted to do. For instance, I wanted to become a doctor. And in most cases, I think of myself as becoming the first female president of the country. But being a girl, this was something that I could never see happening. Even if my parents could afford putting me into a school to become this person. For this reason, I will say that yes, I did experience a minority status. There were several other individuals around me who suffered as a result of being a girl. There are so many areas I want to focus on in terms of underserved, or in this case, the vulnerable. I love to study more about girls and women in terms of their education level, their job opportunities, the pay levels, and many others within some of the developing nations in Africa, because to me, they are very vulnerable. One great example I want to share is someone close and very dear to me. My mom comes from a family of 10. She was the oldest among the girls. My mom loved school and did her very best. She was in her final year of her nursing program when suddenly my grandpa decided not to pay her tuition. According to him, a girl's responsibility is to stay home, cook for her family, and when the time comes, give her hand in marriage so that the cycle can keep going. You see, my grandpa was well educated, but to him it was more important to educate his sons than his daughters. In Africa, the education of girls has varied with the history and development of the country. For instance, in Botswana, Lesotho, and Swaziland, they have higher enrollment of girls than boys. And in Nigeria, the dropout rates for boys is higher than that of girls. This is because some of these developing countries value the educated woman, and some, as a result of tradition, culture, or beliefs, they want their young women to stay home and reproduce. The question I find myself asking is, what if they never get the same opportunities like I do? What if their parents are like my grandpa, who thinks only men should be educated? Will they ever want more for themselves if they're given the same opportunity? As a researcher in this field, I also find myself asking if the barriers would ever be broken. You see, there is a proverb that says, when you educate a man, you educate one person, but when you educate a woman, you educate a whole nation. There are so many challenges that are facing most of the African continents right now in terms of AIDS, in terms of reproduction, in terms of economy. I strongly believe that educating a woman brings more value to the society. And as a researcher, looking into ways that these underserved or these vulnerable population could be researched will be very interesting to me. I hope that I am able to do more work in this area to give the voice to the people who cannot speak for themselves, and I hope to be an influence for good. Thank you.